The Fiyuta Kareba related, on Yud Dala Tamos, Tafreshun Zayin, I was with my father in Alifka on Dacha. I rose at 3 o'clock in the morning and sat down and involved myself in a certain Indian. I saw that my father, the Rebbe Rashab, woke up early and prepared himself for davening. At 6 a.m., he called me to come with him for a walk. As we were walking, he said to me, when one awakes in the morning and learns and davens, when you learn and then daven, you accomplish something. But if you don't get an opportunity to do a teva for a yid with Pearl Mamish, then it's a dry day. One just needs to beg Hashem that he should send over a yid to do a favor for. But one should daven that he should not be stumbled with improper people, as the Gemara discusses. Later that day, two Yidden from Rudnia came to my father to ask him to do them a personal favor. My father called me and said, you see, if one desires with an MS, Hashem helps. The Gemara in Masechet Sukkah tells us, Gemilut Chasadim is greater than Tzedakah in three things. First of all, tzedakah is only with money. Gemilas chasadim is through one's money, for example, a loan, and one's body, for example, the burial of a mace, making happy a chasna and kala, escorting a friend on the way, etc. Secondly, tzedakah is to poor people, but gemilas chasadim is both to the rich and the poor. Thirdly, tzedakah is to the living, but Gemilas Chasadim is both to the living and to those who passed on. The Gemara continues to say, Tzedakah is valued according to the kindness that is in her. For example, the tircha to carry the tzedakah to the home of the poor, or the tircha to make him get the most out of it by giving him baked bread or clothing to wear, meaning that one involves himself for the sake of the poor. Avos Yisrael, doing a teva unconditionally for another, is a yisoid in Chassidus. The Alter Rebbe said in the town of Tiena on the last Matzah Shabbos Kodesh before his Histalkus, whoever will hold on to my Kalamke, I will do him a teva in this world and in the world to come. The Tzemach Tzedek gave 8 explanations to this saying. One of the Pirushim is as follows. What does it mean to hold on to the Klamke? The Zayda had Mesidus Nefesh for Chassidus, Chassidim, and Avos Yisrael, to engrave by Chassidim Avos Yisrael, and so he did. There used to be a common saying by Chassidim, and the piece of bread that Hashem gave me exists your chelik, that if I would hold it for myself, that would be gzela. Hashem gives it to me for you. It is told about a certain chassid who was baki in Gemara Rashi and Tosfos Baal Peh. He would travel to do business and learn without svarim. Whenever he would make a good deal, his instant reaction was, it must be that a letter or a meshulach from the Rebbe requesting tzedakah came to my home. The Rebbe writes in Hayom Yom, in the days of the Alter Rebbe, the Chassidim had a familiar saying, the piece of bread that I have is yours just as it is mine. And they would say the word yours first. Yours just as it is mine. A Yid related the following incident. It was in the beginning of the 30s, and a heavy hunger prevailed throughout the Soviet Union, especially in Ukraine. In my town, the situation was terrible. People would go through garbages to find some food for themselves and their families. I decided to leave Ukraine and go to Russia, where the situation wasn't as bad. I wandered from city to city and from town to town. In every place I would go into the shul, and there I would always find someone that had rachmanis on me and would give me a piece of bread. One day I arrived to Neville, and I went to the shul right near the train station. It was late in the afternoon, and the shul was empty. Just in one corner sat a yid in talis and tefillin and was davening. I was surprised to see someone davening shacharis at such a late hour. After a while, the yid finished davening. He approached me with a shalom aleichem and inquired about my purpose of coming to Nebel. I told him that the only thing that interests me right now is some food to put into my mouth, since I haven't eaten anything for the past 2 days. Listen to me, said the chassid. I don't have much food at home. The only thing I have is some cheese water. And in this delicacy, I'm ready to split with you. But there are two parts, the thicker part, butter, and the watery part. I will take for myself the fatty part, and to you, I'll give the watery part. But you can only receive your part on one condition, that you will sit across me and tell me the following words. You old horse, for yourself you take the thick part, and me you give the liquidy part. Some interesting man this chassid was. I just agreed to all his conditions. I couldn't wait to calm my hunger. We went home together, and we sat down at the table. He put down the container of cheese water. He then poured out the upper watery part into one plate and the lower, thicker part into another plate. He didn't give me the plate, saying, we made up you're going to say something before you eat. If you don't say, you won't get. I realized that he was serious, having no choice. As uncomfortable as it was, I told him this funny statement. Alter Fett, sich nimmst du die Gedichte und mir gibst du die Schittere? Do you know what happened after I told him this crazy sentence? For himself, he took the watery part, and me, he gave the butter. This chassid was called Zalman Moshe, concluded the Yid, his story. The Alter Rebbe received the following teaching from the Tzaddik Reb Mordechai, who heard it from the Baal Shem Tov. And a Shama may descend to this world and live for 70 or 80 years in order to do a Yid, a Toiva, Begashmias, and certainly in Ruchnias. The Mashpia, Reb Shmuel Greinem, related, the Chassid Reb Shneir Zalman Chaikin, who was the Shver of Reb Baruch Shneir Shneirson, the Rebbe Zayde, lived in the city Podervanka and was considered among the rich in town. He was a big bal tzedakah. His middah of achnasas erchim was wondrous. He would sit in shul between the beggars near the oven. The guests that didn't know him thought he was one of them. When one of the poor complained that he didn't have any food today, Reb Zalman would tell him, there's a man here called Zalman Chaikin, and in his house they give meals to the poor, and I also ate in his house. After davening, he would take the poor to his home and would open the cabinets and serve them delicious food. The poor, which didn't know him, would call out to him, what an arrogant beggar! He doesn't have a drop of derech eretz. He takes from the cabinets without permission. The Torah tells us in this week's parsha, Parshas Matis Masei, how Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to take revenge for Midian. Chassidus explains, Midian is the idea of modin umeriva, hatred and machloikis. We must combat this with the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu through Ahavas Chinam. In this merit, we should see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi with the Geula Shleima now. Hatzlacha Rabba. The phone line will Lamir Tashem be updated on Monday, Chav Ches Tamos.